Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm telling you, somehow separated at birth, you know a book's going to be great when you're reading it and going, my God, this sounds like my life. This is us. This is all of us. And Tom Papa has genuinely done that.
Born November 10th in Passaic, New Jersey, he is an accomplished stand-up comedian who has starred in numerous comedy specials, logged appearances on The Tonight Show and Conan, and lent his voice to the starring role of the Rob Zombie animated feature, The Haunted World of El Superbisto. His latest stand-up special, You're Doing Great, is available on Netflix. And his new book of the same name is out now. Please welcome, Tom Papa.
Tom, I think you may be doing the Lord's work these days.
Amen.
Yeah. I broke into this book, and we got a PDF file of it. I started to get into it, and I realized, oh, my God, somehow, some way, we are separated at birth, brothers from another mother, because there's too many similarities. Because I'll start this off saying, yes, I have eaten a snack off my friend's counter and realized it was their dog's food. Yes, I actually have.
Yeah, that's good. I think that that's what I'm finding as I'm going around talking about this book. You know, there's the title is You're Doing Great and Other Reasons to Stay Alive. I thought the stay alive part was just me being funny.
Yeah,
I had no idea. relevant it was going to be.
Well, it's everybody's so freaked out about isolation and that weirds you out. There's way too much input. And with being isolated, not enough output. So you don't have a lot of people to talk to, a lot of people to bounce it off of, and then you're taking in way too much information.
Yeah. And you know, I of course wrote this book before all this even happened, and I just felt when I was out on tour that people were feeling a sense of anxiety, like that their life wasn't enough. And I was like, look, guys, you're doing great. If you're able to come to a comedy show, this is good. I mean, these are the good times. It doesn't matter what hardships are coming at you. You got to appreciate it and realize the simple things are really what win. I'm like, look, this is it. This is what life is. I said, in the not too far distant future, people are going to ask you to go somewhere. Your one question is going to be, are there stairs? If there are, you're not going.
That's again, it's so true, because now, like with my mom and dad, as they've gotten older, does the restaurant have stairs? No. Does it have a family bathroom in case? Okay, let's go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I just wanted to kind of express through my own experiences and stuff that I've seen that life is pretty great, and you just got to, even when hardship comes your way, and I had no idea, you know, I have the Netflix special is the same title without the staying alive part, and I just set out to be funny. I didn't realize I was turning into this self-help guy. Like, people are contacting me on social media and like, thanking me for brightening their day, which, you know, I'm happy to do, but I was just telling jokes.
Well, the way we all grew up, like, and truly, I identified immediately. I was being a member of the Yanomami tribe. There's no air conditioning in the house. It was roughly 87 degrees at all times.
Right.
And it was some way to suppress us, me and my four brothers, so we couldn't move, so we wouldn't be bad, I think.
Right, exactly. They just made you like a wet noodle.
Yeah.
My father, I don't know what it was. He used to go to the dump and just get old fans, old rusty fans. And he figured if he set those up, he didn't have to get his air conditioning. It was like, yeah. It was brutal. Remember like those old cords that had like carpet on the outside of
yes.
the cord?
Yes.
He was setting those up, and we had no idea that like people were just living without sweat for 3 months.
We were fancy. We had attic fans that you could turn on.
Oh, we did too.
Oh. To this day, I have a weird affinity for it. And then my dad will come over to my house now, and I'm like, yeah, it's 65 in here in July. That's why. Because I went to work, and I gave it to myself.
I know. That attic fan, man, my father, it was like he had landed on the moon when he put that thing in.
Yeah, no, that's it. This book is so good, and it literally covers all these aspects of life about you. You know, we talk about... And you touch right on it, that Americans can get identified in the rest of the world as a lazy American. And I've traveled quite a bit, and I know exactly where you're coming from. I'm like, oh, you people don't even know what we do for a living and how hard these guys work.
I know. You know, we have this reputation for being, like, lazy or uneducated. And it's like, you know what? We may not know every artist in the museum, but that's not because we're dumb. That's because we're working our asses off.
Yeah.
It's like Americans work hard, hard doing, and you know, this is really, it's showing right now how connected we all are. It's like anything you do and this life has become so easy and so streamlined, it's because somebody is out there and has a job in that chain. It's like we commute like crazy and we work really hard, and it's like, don't think that you're lazy and that you're like just kind of rolling off and just having good times. It's like, no, Americans, we love to party. We love to go off. But that's as a reward because we're really at yeah. every single level working our butts off.
Well, and you touched on it perfectly. And I've said it 1,000 times on the show. That's why I was like, my God, he and I, we've got to spend time together, because I love seeing somebody who's great at their job. It doesn't matter to me what job it is. When I see somebody really take pride and love doing it, I can watch them do it.
The best. In the book, I talk about my plumber. I actually look forward to something going wrong in the house just to have this guy come over, because he loves being a plumber. He loves crawling under the house, figuring it out, coming out. And it's just like, oh, man, in a sea of people who don't care, and you run into people who don't, like, you just go to a store and you're like, why is there a line out the door when it's just because this person doesn't care? My plumber is dialed in. He just is so proud. And I find, like, most people are that. Like, if they make a career out of something and they do that one thing and they do it well, oh, I just love it. And I feel like the country's just filled with those people.
Yeah, no, you had me, and he crawls under my house like a cat, like a chubby middle-aged feline.
Yeah. Oh. He's so elegant.
Yeah, no, and this is it. By the way, if you're just joining the show, Tom Papa, PAPA. You've seen Freaked Out and Human Mule. Now, don't forget this new book and this Netflix special. You're doing great. It's pretty funny. It really is, because we all grew up, especially Midwest people, man, just the same kind of fathers. You either fixed it or you didn't have it. There were no good old days. We keep thinking they're good old days. There were never any good old days.
Oh, my God. Forget it. I'm so tired of hearing that. Every time you turn on the news, like, we can go back to the good old days. It's like, they didn't know how to do anything back there. Are you kidding? Like, we're just figuring it out now. These are the good old days. We're living in the good old days. I say in the book, you ever see the first bicycle ever made? I don't know how you make anything, but I know you don't take the biggest wheel you can find and put that up front and the smallest wheel on the planet and put that in the back. That's a dumb bike. You couldn't even get in the seat by yourself. Your friends had to fling you up there by the ends of your handlebar mustache to help you land in the seat. You ever see pictures of people in the good old days? They're all angry, just staring at the camera, these black and white shots. You know why? Burlap underpants. Yeah. Welcome to the good old days. Burlap underpants.
It's true. Nobody ever smiles in one of those. Every guy looks grim. Every guy's like, I'll kill the photographer next. Me and my canvas bra.
Like, hot and smelly. They don't even have a shower. There's no plumbing. You want to get clean. Once a week, you dipped in a pickle barrel in the middle of the kitchen, naked in front of your family. Could you imagine?
Oh.
Could you imagine going last? Just a pickle barrel filled with hair and grandma water. Oh. Good old day.
Oh, my can't wait to see it, Tom Papa. It's called You're Doing Great. I'm going to go through the rest of this book, and then I'm going to actually, when the book comes out officially, and I get a copy of it, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to go buy it.
You can get it now. It just dropped.
Okay, good, because I'm reading a PDX file that's collated together to try to get it all in, because I wanted to read it.
You're making your own book. You are the good old
dude. Yeah. Oh, man, anytime, Tom. Anytime at all, my friend.
Oh, you're the best. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. See you later. Great. No, I'm telling you, this book, you will love it, Nick.
I love
him. You will genuinely love it, because you get it. You're like, you're so right.
You're sitting on the porch with your buddy. That's your buddy.
Yeah, that's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.